Which most likely means the normal public will think it's a load of rubbish when they buy it. Also, Steppenwolf Gold, the specials, more specials. Van Morrison has a new album out on the Mercury record label, entitled Common One. But Tommy Grooster have re-released an album called Tommy Grooster. That's nothing to crow about. And a guy called Ozzy Osbourne, Ozzy Osbourne's Blizzard of Oz. They've issued a new album, the straight in a 6 week week on the RSB countdown of album sounds. Talking of Ozzy Osbourne, here he is, turntable number one. It's all professional stuff, this is, you know. Oh, yeah. A track entitled Crazy Train, dedicated to British Rail supporters everywhere. I see they've increased their prices by another 19%. I'll be talking about that after we've heard from Ozzy. He's also appearing in town soon as well. Osbourne's catching his crazy train. Incidentally, if you want to catch Ozzy Osbourne, then go along to the Birmingham Odeon next Sunday, where they're appearing with his Blizzard of Oz band. That's going out to John, Robin, everybody else on the Utria estate in Warsaw. And also, I understand that British Rail have run their fares up 19%. Mind you, they do have an extra idea, actually. If you're one of the regulars in the buffet car, for the extra 19%, it'll entitle you to a free hammer and chisel to enable you to eat your meals a lot easier, you know. The coffee's going up to 25 pence a slice. Oh, dear. Radio Free Birmingham. Very good morning to Rob. 34 Brownhills Road in Brownhills. Rob rang us up last week and said, could we please play a Scorpions track for his wife, Carol Ann? Well, here it is, Rob. Especially for Carol Ann, this one's for you.
I'm
champions all night long, going out to Carol Ann from your husband Rob in Bran Hills, number 34 Bran Hills Road, in Bran Hills, in fact. Some of the forthcoming events happening in the next week. This evening at the Barrel Organ in Digbeth, we have the Playthings. Monday, the 22nd of the 9th, the Birmingham Odeon, Rick Wakeman, Romeo and Juliet. Tomorrow evening, we have Money. At the Cedar Club in Constitution Hill, we have the band Creator, the Radio Free Birmingham promoted band. Transmission. I hope we will be able to continue in the near future, but we have a lot of problems, and I don't really want to bore the listener with our problems, so I won't really tell you, because you won't really be interested in them, I don't think. I'll just put it this way. We have a few totally irresponsible people who are connected with us, and they are bringing the station, or giving the station a bad name. And if we can sort things out, we will continue regular transmissions, and if we can't, well, you know what will happen. If you'd like to write to us, quite a few people have done. Our mailing address is Radio Free Birmingham, Kent Place, Norwell, New York, in Nottinghamshire. If you're you're feeling lonely or something, there are quite a few 18 plus groups out. You can just go along and meet a few new friends. And Monday, the Castle Bromwich 18 plus group is at the Shard End Community Centre, Packington Avenue at 8 p.m. Also on Monday, the Longbridge 18 plus group is at the King George V, Kessel Lane, Bristol Road, at 8. Tuesday, the Worley 18 plus group meet at the Bear Hotel, Bearwood in Smethwick. Wednesdays, every Wednesday, the Great Bar 18 plus group meet at the Church Tavern, Church Road, Perry Bar. Also on Wednesday, the Solly Hull 18 plus group, a group to provide friendship and fun for everyone from 18 to 30, meet at Solly Hull Civic Hall from 8 p.m. Thursdays, Sutton Coldfield 18 plus meet at the Wild Dinley Leisure Centre, Clifton Road at 8:15. See if you are able to understand any of that. I know I gabbled this through rather quickly. There's an 18 plus group in most areas. I was one in the West Bromwich area, which is about to be reformed. I don't really know any information about that at the moment, so I can't really tell you. At the moment, I would like to say a very good morning to Lumberjack and all of the MCBRC, the Midland Citizen Stand Radio Campaign, and everyone that made last Sunday's radio rally, including all of the radio amateurs, that made last Sunday's rally at the Perry Bar Graham Stadium a roaring success. This one's for the CB operators everywhere. See what you think of this. Very amusing sound. It's Citizen Band and a song called the CB Song.
I was watching the Dukes on the colour TV with a sawbuck doll and a big CB. So I've gone down the store and a pile of gear. They said it's legal in the States, but it ain't over here. So I went to see a mate called Greasy P. He said he'd get me a rig, it'd work out cheap. I picked up the mic and let loose on the air. I've got me a breaker called Smokey Bear. I was talking to Smokey on the old CB. Just come and have a drink with the lads and me. What could I do? Well, what could I say? 10-4, Smokey, I'm on my way. About 9:30, I see all these police cars in one long line. I said to a bloke what was standing there, here, which one of this lot, Smokey Bear? Well, he's put on his helmet and smiled at me and said, you must be a kid with a new CB. I declined the gas. Well, didn't I, John? I said, f*** them apes, I'm down and gone.
Break 1-4, break 1-4, come on,
good
buddy, cause you're
give us a 9 on that chorus, breakers.
One four, any breakers got a copy, come back.
Roger, Nia, what's your handle there, break, come back.
You got Big Eric, what's yours, come back.
You got Wild Willie here, what's your 20, mate. You got a problem there, in fact.
I just died all smoky bears, come back.
Ah, well done, that break at 10 hours points. And you know Smokey Bear's the police, right?
Negative story, I ain't got me bricks, you know. That's the first eyeball, come back.
Clear the calling channel, please.
Sorry there, breaker, on the side down. Big Eric, go to 2-0, is that a four?
10-4, see you there.
Breaker 2-0, Big Eric, do you copy?
10-4, Wild Willie, come back.
That's a brand new release by the band called Citizen Band, B-A-N-N-E-G. And the CB song, it's on the Go record label. And the number is Go1A. Sounds good, Queen Square West Bromwich docket. And I also think Virgin Records in Corporation Street in Birmingham do too. Quite a good record going out to all the MCB. Etc. I always get my tongue in a twist whenever I say that. But you're free, Birmingham. 2 to 7 metres in the meeting way with Paul Kent. We're going back to 1964 with Bob Dylan.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit first the waters around your head grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drained to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again, and don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming, but the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Some senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall, or he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. A battle outside raging, we'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Some mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. The curse it is cast, the slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
Bob Dylan, 1964, our classic record, entitled The Times They Are Changing. Well, those times really are changing for Radio Free Birmingham, but enough of that. I would like to say a very good morning to everyone of our listeners in Stoke-on-Trent, the people that heard us in Stoke last week, including the guy, I can't remember your name, who came all the way over from Stoke to the CB thing last week and gave me a lift up there. If you are picking us up, then by all means, drop us a line to our mailing list. We'd really love to hear from you. And the first 5 people out of the bag will obtain a free single. No, the first 5 people to write to us, well, the first 5 out of the post bag actually receive a free single. All you have to do is write to Radio Free Birmingham, Kent Place, Norwell, New York, in Nottinghamshire. Hello to Morris Walker all over there in Hales Owen, to Dave and Tom, people who rang up last week, and they live in Sedgley. Heard about this for a long, long list. The Skids, the Michael Schenker Group, Ozzy Osbourne, Secret Affair, Don McLean, the Crusaders, the Tourists, the Pretenders, Cheap Trick, Specials, Ry Cooder, Sheena Easton, UB40, Saxon, Ted Cafe, and Barbara Dixon. They're all artists that will be appearing at the Birmingham Odeon in the next 3 to 4 months. If you would like to obtain more information about these bands and exactly what particular evening they are appearing at the Odeon, then the number for you to ring tomorrow at the Birmingham Odeon Theatre New Street is 021-643-6101. 021-643-6101. Ask them about the band that you want to go and see, and they will give you the information of which, on what date they are appearing. All postal bookings, of course. Could you please enclose a stamped address envelope? Don't forget the number once again for the Birmingham Odeon in New Street. It's 021-643-6101. Right now on Radio Free Birmingham, it's time for our Brum Band spot. This week we're featuring a band all the way from sunny Stourbridge called Diamond Head. Stormtroopers all the way from Stourbridge. They're called Diamond Head. I don't really think you've heard much of that band. If you have, that's their latest single release on the Media record label, the Wolverhampton local label. And that's entitled Sweet and Innocent. Well, I'll briefly run down the Diamond Head lineup. The average age of the average age of the band is 19. The head shaker is a brainchild of just four musicians. An average age of 19, namely Sean Harris vocals, Brian Tuttle guitar, Colin Kimberly bass guitar, and Duncan Scott on drums. Well, the term new heavy rock is regarding Diamond Head, I'm not really too certain really. They've been playing on the local rock country club circuit for many, many years, and in recent months they've been playing more prestigious venues throughout England, gaining useful experience by supporting the likes of AC/DC, Iron Maiden, Girl and Angel Witch. However, they're not really more than a, well, they're more than a one-track band actually, as they've shown for their debut single. I'll tell you what we'll do now, let's play another track from them, Diamond Head and the Streets of Gold. Oh, highly recommended Birmingham band, well, Stairbridge band, Diamond Head, and that's the B-side, their latest single released on the media record label entitled Sweets and Innocent, and that's Streets of Gold. Incidentally, their latest plans are to release an album entitled Lightning to the Nation. That will be out in about 3 or 4 to 5 to 6 weeks, actually, on the media record label. Radio Free Birmingham, 2 to 7 metres. Oh, by the way, I'd like to say a very good afternoon now to Mr. Paul Caulfield over there in Telford. You know, last week, Paul, I said about trying to play you the Slade track. I said that everything was in studio number 2 and I couldn't get there. Well, I managed to get the Slade track out for you this week, 1972. Mama, well, we're all crazy now. Anyway, to sit here talking to you lot, we must be crazy. Run down what's happening in Birmingham again. Tomorrow, Rick Wakeman at the Odeon. Romeo and Juliet, we have Money. Tuesday at the Constitution, well, the Theatre Club in Constitution Hill, we have Creator, the band that Radio Free Birmingham featured in their 3 weeks ago. All the way down there to see Creator. That's at the Theatre Club next Tuesday. At the Odeon, we have the disco band, the Brothers Johnson. At the top rank, we have the reggae artist, Gregory Isaac. Bogart, on Wednesdays, we have the band A to Z. And Daryl Hall and John Oates are appearing at the Odeon on Wednesday. And you'll be hearing from Daryl Hall and John Oates in around about 7 or 8 minutes' time. At the Railway in Curzon Street, Diglett, Wednesday evening, we have the Handsome Beast at the Civic Hall in Wolverhampton, the Michael Schneckner Band, the support band, Dead Ringer, Radio Free Birmingham, All Kent. 2 to 7 metres meeting wave with Joan on the plating, all the way from America. Celebration, but decided not to, just go straight into the music. And as I say, it's a hectic week because we're not only celebrating the 10th anniversary of the death of the great, great Jimi Hendrix, but on a brighter note, we're celebrating the first anniversary of Radio Free Birmingham. Also slightly commiserating because it's my last show today. We're not commiserating anyway. Yes, me being Jeff Cole, good afternoon to you. And for the last time, I'll be bringing you an hour of entertainment here on Radio Free Birmingham. We always do our best
to promote local bands here on Radio Free Birmingham, 227 metres medium wave for a Sunday afternoon. Not that Judas Priest need much promotion, but we play them all the same. And in a packed programme today, over the next hour, we'll be looking at a band that comes from Birmingham that perhaps does need a little bit of promotion. They're called Creator, and we'll be speaking to their agent a bit later on in the show today. And we'll also be looking at what's going on in and around Birmingham over the next 7 days or so. We'll also be playing plenty of music and a special, real sort of self-indulgence, I suppose, today, because it is my last program on the station. After today, it will finito as far as I'm concerned. But never mind, we're going to keep happy for the next about 50-odd minutes or so that I've got with you, me being Jeff Cole. We had a Fleetwood Mac song there, of course. Here they are in the original form. Well, maybe not original, but from 5 years ago.
Loving you isn't the right place to. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could.
Fleetwood Mac from 5 years ago, I announced, well, a lineup was from round about that time, but of course that particular song comes from the Rumours album, which I think was about 77, I can't see, spinning round so fast on the turntable, and Go Your Own Way, which very shortly I will be doing. But let's not get too sad, because here on Radio Free Birmingham today, we're celebrating our first birthday. And if you want to write to us at all, don't forget our address, RFB Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, that's in Nottinghamshire. Well, after today, I sort of won't be leaving the station completely. I'll still be around, and who knows, I might even make the odd appearance on the air. And if I make an appearance on the air, it's bound to be off. But as far as regular programmes are concerned, today's my last one. Thought I'd make it today to sort of coincide with the first birthday. It seemed as good a time as any to hand in my notice. Yeah, of course, the station has been going for a year, and I remember right at the beginning, I actually wasn't involved at that time. I first heard RFB a year ago when they were testing on 227 metres using the call sign Radio Veronica. And they were announcing a telephone number in Stourbridge at that time, and I phoned them up and made contact, and so did two or three of my friends, and it led us to meeting up in the cabin of Public House in the city centre. We all met up around about October of last year and got things together, and we bought a more powerful transmitter, and that was on 242 metres, and we started off as Radio 242. Background in those days, I wasn't actually on the air myself, but the station very quickly built up an audience with a very good signal on 242 metres from midday on Sundays. And at Christmas 1979, the name Radio Free Birmingham was formally adopted. I was actually scheduled to make my first appearance on the station on our New Year Bonanza live broadcast for 15 odd hours through New Year's Eve into New Year's Day, but unfortunately I was laid up with the flu at the time, so I never made it on the air. In fact, it was round about Easter time. I don't even know the exact date, which is very bad of me, when I first came on the air, and I've been here sort of on and off ever since. But, of course, Radio Free Birmingham will continue, we hope, every Sunday, organisational problems permitting, right the way through forever. We've had a lot of problems over the last year, not least, of course, a bad day on the 13th of January this year when the authorities caught up with us, but we won't go into too much about that. It's part of our history. We try and forget that. A lot of people have come and gone in the time we've been on the air. It's impossible to name check everyone, but to all those involved in RFB over the last year, then thanks for your help. Let's all try and work together in the next year, okay? Enough of me talking for now. It's Jeff Cole on Radio Free Birmingham, and I'll dedicate this next piece of music to all the station staff. Spencer Davis, keep on running, and I'm sure you know.
Keep on running, keep on running. Come on, baby.
Keep on running, Spencer Davis group dedicated to everyone at RFB, and all the best in the months and hopefully years ahead, lads. And if you've just tuned in, good afternoon to you. This is Radio Free Birmingham's first birthday show, and my name's Jeff Cole. And just picking up a magazine and looking at an interesting article, and it says here that talking about the Welsh language TV channel, which of course the Welsh are pressing for at the moment, and a consortium was formed to bid for the franchise to operate a Welsh service TV network, and the name of the station was Seven Harbin Independent Television. However, the newcomers have been forced to rethink their title in view of the initials. It wasn't until they made a proposal to the IBA that they realised their initials were SHIT. Oh, typical Welsh. Like most Welshmen. Oops, that's just lost me a few more things. Lord Thompson has just made his maiden speech as chairman designate of the RBA. He's shortly going to take over from Lady Bowden. And in his 2.5 hour speech, he made one quick passing reference to radio. The whole of the rest of the speech was really filled up with talk on television, which just shows what priority the IBA give to radio. But we give it more priority here, and we play the best in music and hopefully the best in alternative music. And here's a really superb piece. It's so far my favourite record from 1980. Hope you like it as well. Oh, absolutely tremendous. Maddie Pryor, and that was entitled Wake Up, England. Yes, indeed. That's what you're listening to. And let's have a look at the what's going on gig-wise around Birmingham this week. Looking at the sort of smaller venues rather than the Odeon, where we have, of course, Rick Wakeman. But on a lower key, at the Barrel Organ, tonight, Sunday the 21st, we've got Playthings. At Maxwell's Slum, there's Tuxedo Bay, Paradox at Gladiator, and Alliance are out at the Bath Hotel in Sheerby. Tomorrow night, Romeo and Juliet have Money, Liberties in Edgbaston have Chris Barber's Jazz Band, and Fuller's play the Meerkat Cross. Finally tomorrow in Birmingham at the Barrel Organ we have Mayday and Britain. Tuesday the Hobmore in Birmingham has Patsy Powell and the Good Timers, while Metro's Plum have Kaya. Rockers at the Meerkat Cross, Semibus at the Barrel Organ, and Atomic Rooster at the Cedar Club. Which is, in fact, wrong. Atomic Rooster, I believe, are not at the Cedar Club on Tuesday. The band, which we'll be hearing about a bit later on. So whether they're in support or whether that's a changed gig, I'm not too certain. Meanwhile, finally on Tuesday, the top rank have Gregory Isaacs. And finally for now, let's look at Wednesday. A to Z at Bogart. Ramrod's at the Hobmore. Measles at the Meerkat Cross, Far for the barrel organ are Young Revelations, and at the Holt Hotel in Aston is Function. And that's it for the next few days. If you want anything of local information read out on Radio Free Birmingham, drop us a line to RFB, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, and that's in Nottinghamshire. Whoops, didn't mean knickers in the twist there. Fading down a fader and chatting away without the mic being open. Well, what I wanted to say was, this is the band The Scorpions. And it comes off the album Animal Magnetism. The track called The Zoo.